K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obi and Ashley's second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
We've got Elle on the line. I was just telling Ashley that I love that name.
Great, thank you so much.
Awesome. So Elle, I couldn't help but notice something interesting in your email. We haven't really gotten one of these before, that you met this guy you went on a date with on LinkedIn.
Yeah, I know it's strange, but I saw his profile. He was really handsome, and he was in the same business that I'm in for a different company, and I just messaged him. I thought, I don't know, and it worked out.
Way to be bold.
Well, thanks. I mean, I don't know. I hope it's going to work out. We went on a date. And we were talking about everything. I mean, we talked about more stuff than I share with most people. And I thought that meant that we were getting along.
Did he seem to be sharing a lot? Or was there anything that you felt like after you left the date? Like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have told him that.
Well, I mean, you always feel like that a little bit, you know. But we were both really passionate about our careers. I mean, it seemed totally on the same level.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, so listen, all we're going to do here is try to get them on the line. A lot of people normally are pretty surprised that they're on the radio, so it could take a turn, okay? I just want you to be prepared for that.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Here, let's give him a call.
Hold on, what was his name? Jerry, right?
Yes, Jerry.
Hello?
Yes, looking to speak to Jerry, please.
Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so it's Obi over here. That's Ashley.
Hey, Jerry, there's two of us.
Yeah, we are a morning radio show, and we work for K92.3, the big station in town. Don't know if you've heard of us.
Telling me I won some concert tickets here or what?
Well, we're definitely going to get up in your business, that's for sure, man. We got a girl here who said that you guys went on a date, and now you're not calling her back. Are you familiar with Elle?
We did go on a date, and I have not called her back. I know that doesn't make me sound very good, but I have not.
Okay, that's all we try to figure out, though, is why, pretty much, because she said you guys had a great time.
She was great. I mean, very, very pretty girl. Here's the thing. Here's the issue. She did share while we were out, she's afraid of heights and flying. I mentioned that I love travel. It's actually probably my biggest passion. Travel is my biggest passion in life. And, you know, I want to see the world. I want to go to Australia. I want to go to Italy. I want to go to Fiji. There's all these places. And she basically was like, oh, yeah, I will never get on a plane. There's no way I could ever do that. And that just – so that stuck with me. I thought, you know, I want – for a partner, somebody that's going to experience these travels.
Okay, you obviously didn't say that to her on the date, though, then, because it didn't sound like she had any clue that would be what it was.
No, I was trying to be polite. You know, I didn't want to be a jerk on the date. But, I mean, that's really what it was. I thought about it. I was like, well, there's just no way. Why bother if, you know, she can't even get on a plane, and I'm looking for me to travel the world with me.
Okay.
Man, totally understandable. If it's cool with you, Jerry, we definitely want to bring Elle in on this conversation. She's been listening the entire time.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, Jerry, I'm sorry. I get it. I hate that I can't get over flying. I hate that I can't get over that, and I hate that it's going to make me lose a great guy like you.
Aw.
But I get it.
Elle, you don't think you could bring yourself to get on a plane, even if it's with somebody that you really like?
I mean, I would love to get over this, but planes make me crazy. They're like, I just feel like I'm in this tube of people that could just die any second, and I feel like my whole body tenses up. I tried to fly. The last time I tried to fly was like 5 years ago, and I couldn't move. Like, as soon as I get in the terminal to go to the plane, I literally freeze.
Wow.
And nothing in my body can go. So I just can't do it.
And Elle, I'm sorry. I feel about, you know, this tall right now, being put on the spot. But you see what I mean as far as it won't work. I understand your fear. I respect your fear, but I mean, I am a traveler. I hop on planes. I get on, I get off. It's second nature. I don't even think about it. There's so many places I want to see.
Wow. So, guys, this is normally the point where Ashley and I offer to pay for you guys to go on a second date, but I think it's probably fair for everybody that we just kind of leave it the way it is, right?
Well, I mean, unless you're going to pay for a flight to Fiji for us and
she's going to we don't have that kind of money.
L, there you go. I mean, you didn't know what it was because he didn't tell you right on the spot there, but that's what it is. And hey, everybody has their own thing.
Thank you, Jerry, for being so honest. I really appreciate it.
I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. I know that wasn't the best way to handle it.
Hey, but at least we got you guys talking.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.